At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of November 10th, 2014. Time is now 6 p.m. 2.0. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personal matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with law. Is there anybody who'd like to speak?
I have nobody signed up.
Okay.
What about this person?
Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
Yes, Madam Chair. I wanted to let the Commission know that, as you're all aware, I'm relatively new, and by the end of next week, I'll be sending the Commission out an annual survey to gauge the types of your feedback on the reports that we're providing to you, the presentations that we're providing to you, the training opportunities that might be available to you, so we can kind of get a better idea of how you think those things may be able to be improved upon, or if you like them the way they are, or things like that. So I'll be getting that out by the end of next week. It'll come via email, and if you could just fill it out electronically and email it back.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
All righty. 4.0, consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of October 13, 2014. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. Harry.
Second.
All right. Is there a second? Is there any discussion or any corrections? All right. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
5.1. Consideration to approve zoning case P14-217 request by Russell Brown on behalf of Joseph Family Limited Partnership LTD to amend the city's zoning ordinance by rezoning approximately 2 acres of land legally described as Reserve A, Block 1, Pine Country of Tomball, Section 2 replat, within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located north of FM 2920, west of Tomball Cemetery Road, from the agricultural district to the single family residential 9 district. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Rodney Schmidt, Assistant City Planner. Item 5.1 is a request to rezone the subject site from the agricultural district to the SF 9 district. The site is approximately 2 acres. It's located north of FM 2920, west of Tomball Cemetery Road. It's south of the entrance of Pine Country Subdivision and is currently undeveloped. The two predominant land uses in the vicinity are single-family residences and agricultural land. To the north are single-family residences and Pine Country Boulevard. To the south is ag land. To the west is a detention pond. To the east are Tomball Cemetery Road, single-family residences, and ag land. This is a photo of the site. You can see it's occupied by some cows. Nothing on it right now. The comprehensive plan designates the site as medium density residential, and the property is zoned agricultural district. In September, city staff met with the developer of Pine Country Subdivision, Russell Brown, to discuss the possible replat of the site into 2 lots for the construction of 2 additional single-family residences. City staff reviewed Mr. Brown's request and found that the proposed lots did not meet the minimum standards for the agricultural district, and then informed him that he could either request a variance from the Board of Adjustments for a reduction in the lot width or request a rezoning to the SF9 district, which would allow the lots to be replatted as requested. This is the layout that Mr. Brown is proposing for Reserve A. He wants to split it into 2 lots with approximately a little bit less than 100 feet in lot width, both being approximately 1 acre in size. City staff has reviewed the request and recommends approval based on the following. The uses permitted by the SF9 district appear to be compatible with the surrounding land uses. This rezoning will facilitate the creation of 2 residential lots of approximately 1 acre in size, which appears to be compatible with the remainder of Section 2 of Pine Country, which has an average lot size of over 11,000 square feet. It appears to be compatible with a nearby ag district, and it appears to be compatible with the medium density residential classification for the comprehensive plan. Property owners within 200 feet were mailed notification of this proposal on October 30th, and as of 5 p.m. today, no public comment forms have been received. This concludes staff's presentation, and we're happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present the case, state your name and address for the record if they're here?
I'm sorry, I had my mind somewhere else. You got to start again.
Your name and address, please.
Oh, I'm Russell E. Brown, and my address is 16020 Pine Country Boulevard, Tomball, Texas, 77377.
Thank you.
Do you have anything
to add?
I don't have anything to add unless you have questions of me.
Does anyone have any questions?
I have a question more of, okay. of you than.
Okay. Let me call the.
No, I don't. Yeah.
I was wanting to know
as you mentioned that it was needed to be replatted. Has it been replatted or is it part of this?
Mm-hmm. Please.
Is it part of this request to replat and rezone, or is it rezone then replat?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's the latter. Okay. So he'll be rezoning, and then the Mr. Brown wants to replat it into two properties to put two single families.
Okay, so we'll see it again when you replat it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. That's all.
Thank you. All right. The public hearing on zoning case P14-217 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:07. Is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding this request? You have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Do we have anyone?
I have nobody signed up.
Thank you. 6:07. Seeing none? Okay. The public hearing is now closed. Do we have someone? Oh, I'm sorry. Would you like to come up front and speak, please? I didn't see him. Thank you. Could you state your name and your address, please?
Sure. J.C. Sawyer, 15826 Pine Country Boulevard, here in Tomball, 77377.
Yes, sir.
A couple quick questions. Number one, we understand there's going to be a zoning change on the property from a farm land to a residential. And we just had a couple of questions. Mr. Brown, is our understanding, I'm a little hard of hearing, but the lots are going to be a minimum of 9,000 square feet. Is that correct?
Rodney.
Yes, so the proposed lots are going to be, that's the outside boundary of the red is Reserve A as it is right now. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be 2 1-acre tracks, approximately 100 feet in width, and then 440 feet in depth.
Okay, so there will be 2 acres. Each individual acre will be subdivided into a lot for residential purposes. Right?
Yeah, the one reserve will be split into two lots.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just a little west of that area, I live right across the street. Just a little west of that area, there are two retention ponds. One is a retention pond, and one is a family-owned pond. We're not sure. What we're trying to find out is the two ponds. You'll see one on the picture parcel. That's the first one to the west side of the property in question. And the next one, there's another pond there. Both ponds are still in the HCAD books as belonging to the Pine Country HOA, and we wanted some clarification on those two ponds.
Rodney, could you step up?
I don't know, but I'll be happy to answer his question if you want to. Call me tomorrow. I can be happy to get you that info.
Sure.
I don't know off the top of my head. Though.
The residents in our area or the adjacent, mm-hmm. contiguous to the particular property, are one mm-hmm. of the ponds.
All right.
The ponds are the stormwater detention ponds for the neighborhood, so they do belong to the HOA.
Both of them?
Just the front one, correct?
Mr. Russell, would you like to address the answer?
The pond you can see in that drawing belongs to the Homeowners Association, and it is the retention pond for the Section 2 of the subdivision.
Mm-hmm. And
there's
the other pond?
One pond. The other pond he's talking about belongs to some people in their own private residence.
Thank you. Does that answer your question?
And it's my understanding that just because you showed that it can be divided into two, I don't have to divide it into anything if I don't want to.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Might I suggest that you have a meeting with Mr. Russell?
Can I have some? Am I finished or can I ask another question?
No, you can go ahead and ask another question.
Is there a minimum amount of square footage on the home that can be put on?
You typed this.
Yes, the single-family 9 district has a minimum 1,200 square feet of heated and or air-conditioned floor area. So minimum 1,200.
Yes, sir. All right.
I got one question of the city.
We're in public hearing right now, Harry.
I guess an action item is we don't, the second pond Mr. Brown has indicated belongs to a private individual, but it is still on the books with HCAD, we checked today. And we want to find out if can that be changed to the private owner, or what do we do? Because we are just fixing to initiate a homeowners association. It's a brand new development.
That's an HCAD record. Mm-hmm. HCAD does its best to track who the owners are, but it's certainly not the definitive authority on who the owners are.
We want to be absolutely sure before the homeowners association was formed to ensure that we were not responsible for the second pond.
Right.
That was the question.
Mm-hmm. All right. So,
thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? If so, please come up and state your name and address. Okay. All right. Okay. The public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:12. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P 14-217?
Move to approve.
Second, please.
Second.
All right. Is there any discussion?
I have two questions.
Of
this gentleman. Number one, by changing the zoning on that particular piece of property, it does not mean that it becomes part of that subdivision, does it?
It already is. It's still
it already is part of that subdivision? Mm-hmm. Okay, that answers that. Therefore, the retention pond is to serve that piece of property as well, correct?
It would be my...
And is it adequate? I assume it is, because it's already part of that?
The sizing of the pond was done at the original development of the subdivision.
Which includes
It includes all property as part of the subdivision.
Okay, good.
Can I just make one clarification?
Yes, sir.
The zoning classification is separate and apart from the future use, right? So what he's proposing as far as splitting the lots, he's in no way required to do that. So this is the mechanism through which he will do that, but I think Mr. Brown was trying to make sure that y'all understand that he's not mandated to do that, right?
Right, but he's mandated to satisfy the requirements of S9 requirements.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Forevermore until he comes back,
yes,
if he desires to do so and change the zoning, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Does anybody else have any questions? All right. Please enter your vote now. Oh, wait.
The public hearing.
I'm sorry, the public hearing is closed. And it is,
okay.
I'm sorry. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, 5.2, consideration to approve Peck Station partial replat number 1, a subdivision of 18.2541 acres of land situated in the Jesse Pruitt Survey, abstract number 629, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, being a partial replat of Reserve A of Peck Station Film Code number 666109, MRHC, 3 lots, 1 block. Steph, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with the existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. provide tax certificates for Harris County, City of Tomball, and Tomball ISD with all taxes paid, provide title report, show all sets and bounds. Landscaping and drainage and detention are typically in restricted reserves, not lots, renamed to reserves. Define the lot reserve boundary between the landscaping and drainage, I'm sorry, landscaping and lot. Address minor comments, names, plat title. The plat fees were underpaid by $36.51. These fees will need to be paid with the submission of the final Mylar. Engineering and planning recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these above comments being addressed.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve with contingency.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Please enter your vote now.
Okay, come on.
Harry, yours is good.
Yeah, you're good.
Richard?
Yeah, I'm good.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.3, consideration to approve Hossman replat, a subdivision of a 16.1043 acre tract being a replat of lots 182, 186, 190, and 194 of Tomball Outlots, Volume 2, page 65, HCMR. Staff, could we please have a report?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with the existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are being presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Provide tax certificates for Harris County, City of Tomball, and Tomball ISD with all taxes paid. Provide copies of utility notification letters. Show sets and bounds. Correct flood information. Address the minor comments, including remove the 10-foot, the bold lot numbers, and remove extra lines on the plat. Engineering recommends approval of this plat with the contingencies being addressed.
Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
So moved with contingency.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Five point four, consideration to approve replat of lot 3, Chestnut Business Park, a subdivision of a 1.7096 acre tract being a replat of lot 3, block 1 of Chestnut Business Park, FC 628085 HCMR, and a remainder of a called 7.5 acre tract to Albers Properties LP HCCF 2007501339 and 2011021323. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are being presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Provide tax certificates for Harris County, City of Tomball, and Tomball ISD with all taxes paid. Provide copies of utility notification letters. Remove the landscape buffer. Correct flood information. Show all sets and bounds. Engineering and planning recommends approval of this plat with the comments being addressed.
All right. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.5, consideration to approve zoning case P14-187, request by Mark Kirkland on behalf of Maple Group Limited and Kenneth Lee to amend the city's zoning ordinance by rezoning approximately 27.16 acres of land legally described as tracts 2M and 4N, abstract 632 CVP law, and reserve A, block 1, Kenneth Lee, within the City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located north of Holdreth Road, east of State Highway 249 Business, from the Commercial District to the Planned Development 8 District to facilitate the construction of a multifamily and non-residential development. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes, thank you. As stated, this request is to rezone a property currently zoned commercial to mixed use to facilitate a multifamily and non-residential development. Almost there. Here we go. This is an aerial of the site. It's located at the northwest corner of 249 and Holdridge. As you can see, the property is currently undeveloped, with the exception of two businesses at the intersection. One of them is a limousine company, and the other one is a moving company. They both are part of this zone change, so it does encompass everything that you see on the screen. These are site photos. The top left photo is taken looking across the site. The top right is the limousine company, and the bottom one is the college moving company. And this is our comprehensive plan. The subject property is cross-hatched in red and does indicate mixed-use development for the subject site. And this is the current zoning map of the property, indicating the property is currently zoned commercial. This is a concept plan. The applicant is going to go through it in a little more detail than I will. But this colored concept plan, I'll go over quickly with you. The multifamily units is currently 16 multifamily units towards the back, which are pointer issues. Okay. Then after the 16 multifamily units, there are four pad sites. One of the pad sites is a proposed hotel. The other pad site is a proposed restaurant. The other pad site is a retail building. And then there's the fourth pad site is a two-story commercial and office pad site. These are some conceptual elevations. This is of the apartment building. This elevation is of the proposed restaurant. And this elevation is of the proposed hotel. Public notification was sent to property owners within 200 feet. We did receive one in opposition. And then today, which was provided to the commission, we received an additional notice that expressed support for the project. So we now have one in support and one in opposition. This is the notification map. The property owner that is opposed has the red star on it just to the south of the property. Staff does recommend approval of the requested zone change to plan development. The proposed mixed-use development is consistent with the comprehensive plan, which calls for mixed-use development at this location. It does provide a superior design or lots on the building, which is required by the comprehensive plan in the form of lot size and enhanced building facade. That also does provide amenities or features which would benefit the community or property users. Specifically, it provides an amenity pool, clubhouse, dog park, and pedestrian connectivity from the apartments to the non-residential uses. It is compatible with the mixed-use comprehensive plan designation and surrounding land uses and zoning districts. This completes staff presentation. The applicant is here and would like to make a presentation as well.
All righty. Will the applicant please come forward to present the case, state your name and address for the record.
Yes, hi, my name is Trent Connor. I'm with Gray Star. I live at 4931 Valkey in Houston, Texas, 77096. And I'm here tonight to talk a little bit about our master plan mixed-use community development, redevelopment, maybe add a little color to our application and answer any questions that you all may have.
You can point to that screen, but you can advance.
Right
here. Yes, it's not working.
That
was
you, Mommy. There. Okay. First of all, the site location, it is at the northeast corner of Holdridge and 249. What we like about the location is several things, but one particularly is that we're just south of the 249 bypass connection. So our residents and prospects and tenants can, you know, travel from our location, Holdridge and 249, you know, 249 business straight into town. They also can go 249 bypass if they were traveling north to Lone Star College, and then also, you know, 249 south, all with kind of in that Holdridge intersection. The other things that we particularly like about this site is that of the expansion of the Grand Parkway and access to the Grand Parkway. We like the proximity to the Tomball Business Technology Park. And, of course, there's some other things going on with Harris County Commissioners Court potentially being to our west. along with Noble Energy, you know, down our, to the south of us at the old HP headquarters, and like the, certainly the location proximity to the medical facility. As mentioned before, we are proposing a hotel development. There will be, you know, short-term and long-term lodging at, you know, lodging at the hotel, and of course long-term at the apartment community, retail, shopping, dining, and even some light office space. This is a site plan, and I was going to ask our site planner, land planner, to talk a little bit about how the site plan was developed. Thad Cadell with Cadell Weinheimer.
Thank you. My name is Thad Cadella with Cadell and Weinheimer. I live at 312 Highland Street, Houston, Texas, 77009. As Trent mentioned, as I think briefly it was explained, the basic layout of the site with the apartment buildings being towards the north of the site, the retail wrapping, the frontage. What the way that we've approached it as landscape architects and planners is to see these two uses being interwoven in a couple of different ways. One, that there would be a landscape that's consistent from the residential component to the retail component. We would encourage connectivity between the residential portion of it to the retail, walkways, trails, that sort of thing, with connections to the residential to promote the use of the retail facilities by the residents. We would also see some shared in the other direction, namely, we're developing a dog park, which is located in this region, which would be available for use by the hotel long stay guests, and you can see the other connections that we're talking about making from the residential to the retail. One of the things that the character of the landscape, I think, will be well in excess of what's required by the Tomball ordinance. So, you know, I think that'd be one thing to really, that'll help to sort of link these two properties together. So I'm going to let Trent take it from there.
Thank you, Dad. So that's kind of the site plan, multifamily overview, who we are. I think most of y'all have known Gray Star, maybe some previous meetings, and we've been here before. But we are a multifamily development company. We are the largest property management company in multifamily property management company in the country. We have offices from the West Coast to the East Coast. We're in 100 different markets. We feel like we are the apartment experts, and teaming up with in the mixed use application with Jeff Stallone and his kind of group and Stu will be a great benefit for the site. The renderings kind of to the left of this slide is a community that we just finished in the Energy Corridor. It's on Briar Forest and Highway 6, and it's really almost identical to what we're proposing, and we'll see some other pictures here in a minute. But the top is the elevation of our clubhouse and amenity space. The middle picture is the interior of our clubhouse, and the backside of our clubhouse is the lower picture where you see the pool, amenity deck, cabana, overlooking a wet detention pond. Again, some elevations. Harold spoke about the building. You know, we'll have it'll have kind of a Central Texas kind of a country feel, which is again identical to the project at Briar Forest and Highway 6, where it's got some rough sawn cedar trusses, open web trusses, Austin kind of limestone feel, or you know, part of the elevation will be kind of the Austin limestone along with cementitious siding and board and batten, so give that kind of a lodge kind of country feel. Target market for this site is the kind of young single married professional folks that work at Baker Hughes. They may work at HP. They may be a teacher, young professor at Lone Star College, either the Tomball campus or the HP campus. There'll be teachers. We'll have a mix of empty nesters, folks that have raised their children in Tomball and may have a home somewhere else in the country, and they want to still be in Tomball, but they don't want to have two residents, and so they'll rent an apartment community so they can kind of lock and leave and travel to see grandkids and whatnot. We'll have a mix of one and two bedrooms, and also have some three bedrooms, at 60%, 62% one bedrooms, with the remainder being two and three bedroom units. Again, this is kind of some photo imaging of our site at Briar Forest and Highway 6, the fronting and leasing office, and the wet amenity pond. Community amenities, we will have 24-hour fitness center at our clubhouse, 8,300 square foot clubhouse, resident lounge, walking and jogging trail around the amenity lake, which is nice for residents, outdoor eating areas, grills, and a dog park. They'll have a watering station and pet wash. Some other photos, dog park to the left, fitness center. See the imaging of the walking trail around the wet pond. Outdoor cabana is very popular with our communities. Again, this is all kind of rent pictures of our Briar Forest and Highway 6 side that we're planning on duplicating here. Unit features wood flooring in first, second, and third floor units, 9-foot ceilings, first and second floor, 10-foot on the third floor, granite countertops, quartz and granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, stand-up showers in units, very, very nice upscale Class A apartment community. Again, some more renderings of interior units. You can see the stainless steel appliances and wood flooring. And a custom closets, wood built-in shelving. Retail overview. Our retail consultant was coming tonight, and he got held up somewhere else, so I'll kind of walk through. But again, this is just kind of showing some rendering. One of the things that I think that's kind of neat about, again, this location is as you come from the south up 249, that the first thing you see at this location will be the retail. And it kind of acts as a nice buffer for the apartment community in the rear, but just kind of good street activators with the retail along Holdrith and kind of curves around 249. Again, some elevations we saw earlier of the hotel, pad sites, some light office on second floor, some more retail photos. The other thing I want to point out is that the current plan also is that the retail will also somewhat look like the multifamily, so it'll also have kind of the Austin limestone with the rough sawn cedar and have that same feel. And back to the site plan. So it's kind of the end of the presentation. I'm just here to answer any questions that you may have.
Yes, sir.
The two businesses, are they staying, going?
They would go as a part of the redevelopment, that's right.
Is that, did y'all purchase them or that?
Jeff Stallone and Stu, they're okay. It's part of their, so we'll actually purchase the apartment track, and they'll be developing the retail and the hotel, okay. And everything
all right.
Else.
Good, thanks.
Yes.
I can't tell from the drawing, but there's only one access coming off Holdrith. Are you going to do anything to business 249?
There is, and probably not real clear in here, but so the Holdrith is the main access, and the boulevard kind of effect back to the apartment community that feeds off to the hotel and the other retail. This is also an access point.
Okay.
Here for the apartment community, it's actually really an exit. Fire department will require that as well, to have an
right.
exit for, fire and access for fire trucks. And then this is also showing access for the kind of the primary for the retail. So access, retail. This serves as both. And then back here is fire department.
Good. Thank you.
Resident exit.
That's good.
I have a question about the exit that you're talking about at the back. That would be, yes, the fire department all would be open. Is that going to be open all the time? Will it only be accessible by emergency services?
What we would propose is that would be, it would be exit only for residents. So, you know, residents that could just exit if they're going 249 and kind of avoid, you know, this intersection and going that way, so it helps on the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But then it would be, so egress for residents only, and then access for fire truck only.
Thank you.
So residents wouldn't enter that direction.
Do you have any other questions?
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. The public hearing on zoning case P14-187 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:36. Is there anyone that would like to speak regarding this request? You'll have 3 minutes to speak. Will you please state your name and address for the record?
I have no one signed up.
No one. Is there anyone else who would like to speak who has not signed up? Okay. Public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:36. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P14-187?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Are there any questions or discussion?
I just was looking at this. This is relative to 14-187, the lady that didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
And it refers to financial burden of the city for water, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume that that's considered the development relative to water rights and the ability to withstand water supply, all that is considered when they develop that, right?
Yes, we have we have capacity within our plants to service this facility with no issues.
Okay, so her concerns are not warranted. I mean, they'll
be required to pay impact fees because they will impact our system just like everybody else that develops.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions? All right, please enter your vote now. You ready?
Ready.
Now we're ready. Sorry.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay. 5.6, consideration to approve zoning case P14-218, request by the City of Tomball to amend the zoning ordinance by rezoning approximately 1.04 acres of land legally described as Lot 9, Block 1, Liberty Springs, within the City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located south of Brown Huffsmith Road, east of Liberty Lane, from the Planned Development 1 District to the Single Family Estate Residential 20 District. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Item 5.6 is a request to rezone the subject site from the Planned Development District Number 1, or PD1, to the SF20 District. The site is approximately 1 acre. It's located south of Brown Road, east of Liberty Lane, at the northern end of Liberty Springs Subdivision. It is currently developed with a single-family residence. The two predominant land uses in the vicinity are single-family residences and undeveloped land. To the north are undeveloped land and Brown Road. The south are single-family residences. To the east are Liberty Lane, undeveloped land, and a single-family residence. And to the east is undeveloped. This is the single-family residence that currently exists on the site. The comprehensive plan designates the site as medium-density residential. And it's zoned PD1. So in 2008, the city zoned the site PD1, which is intended for office uses designed with a residential look. When this zoning classification was assigned, neither a set of development standards nor a concept plan was adopted, giving city staff a full understanding of what this district was intended to look like. There's been a single-family residence on the site since 1980. It has never been an office, and it is part of Liberty Springs Residential Subdivision. In October, the property owner, John Purse, contacted the city and asked what PD1 meant and what limitations the zoning district placed on the property. City staff informed Mr. Purse that the only direction they had in regards to the intent, limitations, or required development standards for this district was that it was intended for office uses designed with a residential look. City staff then informed Mr. Purse that the city would be pursuing a request to rezone the property to the PD district like the rest of Liberty Springs subdivision. Mr. Purse had no objections to this request.
I agree with that.
City staff has reviewed the request and recommends approval based on the following. The SF20 district appears to be compatible with the surrounding land uses. This rezoning will ensure that the zoning classification of this property is the same as the rest of the Liberty Springs subdivision. The SF20 district appears to be compatible with the surrounding zoning districts, and the request appears to be compatible with the comp plan. Property owners within 200 feet were mailed notification of this proposal on October 30th, and as of 5 p.m. today, no public comment forms have been received. This concludes staff's presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Okay.
That's a good decision.
So, will the applicant please come forward to present the case and state your name and address? Would you like to present that again?
Do that again.
All right. So, all right. The public hearing on zoning case P14-218 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:41. Is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding this request? You'll have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record.
Hi, my name is John Purse. I occupy this land with my family, 29614 Liberty Lane, Tomball, Texas, 77375. And we have no objection to it being rezoned back to residential 20.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
There are no other additional comments. The hearing, public hearing's now. Okay.
Does she have to be sworn in?
I think she does.
Or sworn in.
Sworn in.
Lucky I was coughing during the other one. Gretchen Fagan, 1314 Pine Brook, and I remember when the zoning ordinance was put into place, I specifically remember PD1 with the office with the residential look, and can assure you we did not intend your house at the time. That was not what that was intended for, so I just like to say from my recollection, I think it's a very good thing.
Yeah.
And then I think also when we were looking at it, it looked like our subdivision's pond is also shown in the zoning map as part of this PD. So we'll be talking to you tomorrow about that.
Thanks for bringing it up.
All right. Okay. Are there any other additional comments? Okay, the public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:43. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P14-218?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? As I recall back when we did this, I have a comment to make that when we put zoning into place, this was, as the mayor says, it was PD1, however, at that time there were no standards. It was part of another project that never came to fruition. And it was one of those things that should have been cleaned up at that time. So, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
All righty. Adjournment. Is there a motion to approve adjournment?
I move to approve adjournment.
Second. Second. All right. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.